Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pawleys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pawley. It's April 3rd, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 10th, 2002.
Here we are again, Al God. What's your next question? And make it a good one.
Okay. I think this one will be a real doozy. Nazarene, I read in Demetrius' magazine, Voice from Spirit, that when you return to your throne, you have no intentions whatsoever of returning to the throne of judgment, and that you intend to let Peter continue to sit upon it. Why is this?
Well, Al God, let me express this as best I can. I have thought for some time that man should judge mankind. Mankind has always had complete trust in me and always totally believed in me, but I am not truly of mankind. And I do believe that it would be better for someone of their own kind to judge them. Some people have argued this with me already. They do not want me to give up the throne of judgment. They want me to be the judge over them. But others have expressed a longing for one of their own to sit in judgment over them that has a valid right to. And I think no one could have a more valid right to than Peter.
Nazarene, not that I don't love Peter. I think he would be doing an excellent job. He has ruled heaven very well in your absence. But if you do not sit upon the throne of judgment, what will you do?
Well, Allura, I will be handling the day-to-day affairs of the kingdom of God, which is a formidable task unto itself. Many times I have been torn between taking care of the affairs of the kingdom and sitting in judgment. Having someone else to sit in judgment for me will free me to do much, much more that I would like to be doing to help people by running the kingdom of God. You cannot imagine, Allura, the demands that are made upon me, the things that people want me to do, the places that they want me to be. Day after day, hour after hour, there is never enough of me to go around, even if I can be two or three places at the same time.
Isn't it eerie when you do that, Nazarene, and then put yourself back together and have memories of being several places at the same time?
It most certainly is, Allura. It most certainly is, but you get used to it after a while.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pawley. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it.
We're back. Speaker Gerald Pawley here. I've been asked, what is it like to be in the holiest of all with God? Can I describe this experience? Well, it's very hard to describe because there's nothing like it in the material world. No matter how people try, they could never really come close to it. Being in the presence of the spirit of this world, of the Father spirit of this world, is one of the most incredible experiences that can be. You are in the presence of pure love, of pure joy, of pure understanding. There is no hate, there is no greed, there is no lust. There is pure, unquestioned love, pure kindness, pure joy. In this one's presence, it is so hard to think of anything negative, even when you have to talk about things negative. It is so very hard to describe this experience because, as I say, there is nothing like it in the world. You can be with the kindest person in the world, but it's nothing like being with the spirit of this world, being with the spirit that has guided and protected this world for so long. It is such a beautiful experience that it is very hard to describe.
We'll be back again.